South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We have got Tarik Maddox. He's the trainer to the NFL players. He's got Frank Gore, Lamar Miller. He trains Kevin and all the other good guys. And before we get started, we're going to talk about what to eat. And I want to give a high five and a shout out to the Quiznos on 17th and Dixie for all the great subs. They always make me my turkey sub, which is what helps me keep me fit for life. Tarik, what do I need to be eating before my workouts with you, though?
Hey, Jim, you need to load up on something that's lean, mean, and green.
Well, I'm lean and mean. I just ain't green. So lean, mean, and green. What do you mean by that? Protein and...
Well, actually, lean, of course, you want to have some lean meats, maybe turkey meat, maybe a lean steak or so. You know, you can quick... Your system basically digests lean meats a lot quicker than the other heavy meats. And green, obviously, you may want to have some, like a light salad or something just for your digestive tract, you know, so you can feel great working out. And you also can have some tea, which speeds up the metabolism to help you burn more fat while working out.
Okay, so then some tea, some turkey, and like a salad then. So like,
yeah.
Okay, so that's great. Then I know what to have Viv make for me then. Now, Tarik, I've got this stuff in me. What do I need during the workout? I mean, I drink, you know what I drink? I drink the diluted Gatorade because the other Gatorade would put me over the moon. Is that the right thing, or is it just water, or is it something different for everybody?
I mean... Everyone is different depending on how well you're hydrated before your workouts. That's the key, hydrating before, during, and also after, depending on how much sweat you're losing, how much sodium levels you're losing during your workout. You know, obviously we hit the elliptical every now and again, the treadmill, so very often for our warm-ups, but as soon as you start to sweat, you can start hydrating right away. You don't want to wait till you dehydrate yourself to start trying to put your electrolytes back in you, because then it's too late.
You know, Tarik, it's so you have to get ready early. You have to, like, carbo load, I always heard, and you have to, I guess, load with electrolytes. And then how about cooling down afterwards? Because, you know, a lot of people, they just come down and they crash. I mean, we cool off, we have some water, we take it easy, we kind of get back in the swing. What's the right thing to do when you're tapering down on your workout?
I mean, everything is a process, so you want to be consistent with your workouts. You have to do a cool down. You should do a cool down. For example, if you're in the treadmill and you just completely stop after running about a mile and a half or so, you don't want a blood pool, which the way the blood goes back to the heart. So it's called venous return. So you want to have a steady cool down. You can hydrate during your cool down. You step off. You can do some light, slow stretches. Walk around until your heart rate is back at its level, at its normal rate.
So then one of the most important things about cool down is to do cool down itself and do it slowly and methodically, because a lot of people say, okay, I'm done, I hit the 20 minutes, oh my god, I'm so glad I'm stopping this, boom, and then they
no.
just sit there, and what happens to them?
That is not the way to do it. You just can't completely stop. It's like you're approaching a stop sign and you just hit the brakes, boom. No, you gotta, it's easy, you ease in as you approach the red stop sign. Ease, then you come to a complete stop. That's the proper way to stop. Otherwise, you ruin your brakes, you ruin your tires. Same way with the cool, same way with the treadmill. You don't run, then you don't come to a complete stop. It's very important that you do a cool down for at least, I would say, anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes on a cool down.
Yeah, because I know that what we do is, you know, we finish with a real high cardio, and then we take it off, we cool down, we do a little bit of that funky walking stuff that you taught me how to do, which we will not talk about here on the show. It's one of your
okay.
secret things. But, you know, that's been keeping me great. Now, we have been changing my workout a little bit. I've now kind of hit a plateau. I must admit, I do get up about 2:30 in the morning, 2:45 every morning, and have a little bit of ice cream and then go back to sleep. It's just the way it is. Now, what are we going to do to take me to the next level, because we've plateaued? Are you going to alter some of the things that I'm doing? And I know that I've already told Vivian to stop buying me anything except other than lean meats. That's where we're focused on that.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Not only are we going to switch up the exercises, now it's time to switch up the foods and the nutritional timing. So, number one, you're going to have to stop getting up 2 o'clock in the morning and having that ice cream. I know it tastes good, but it's not good for you.
Oh, come on.
and then you're jumping right back in the bed, which is just sits on your stomach, and then you pack on the little pounds again from the ice cream in the middle of the morning. So, and number two, you're going to wake up, have a high-protein, lean meat if you want in the morning, you know, or have you a nice breakfast. You don't want to skip breakfast.
Okay.
It's a very important part of the day. It also helps kick that metabolism. So, and we want to keep your, we got to change those foods.
All right. Well, listen, when you come over on Saturday to train me, we'll get you in together with Vivian either before or after, or maybe one other day this week, so you can work with her to make sure that I'm starting to eat fit for life, because Lord knows you've got me working out and making me fit for life. Now, Tarek, you'll be over on Saturday. We'll see you at our regular time on Saturday. I know with the guys out of town, and you know, you might have some time to work out some other people here across South Florida. If somebody wants to find out more about you, how do they do that?
Definitely, Jim. Thanks a lot for that. They can always follow me on Twitter at Tarek Maddox, or they can just give me a ring on my personal cell, area code 786-278-5584.
Now, how are you doing on getting some of those events in the community? We've only got about a minute left, Tarek, so you got some new events coming up here?
We're doing a great job. We're shooting them back and forth emails. We're staying consistent with the communication, and Ms. Rogers is ready to go on October 25th down at the same location we did the last great event. I think it's going to be even bigger and better, and we're on it, Jay.
All right, well, listen, you need to talk with me off the air. We've got to get that letter that we talked about. We've got to get Publix back on board with all this, and it may not be enough time on the 25th, but I'll talk to you. We'll get this all done. Why don't you give me a shout-out tomorrow morning? We'll work on this right away because there's nothing more important than the kids.
That's right, Jim. You make sure you're making the right decisions with that food, no getting up in the morning eating that ice cream, and you keep it going.
I promise you tonight, no ice cream. High five, Tarek. I'll see you Saturday. Call me tomorrow. We'll get that thing rolling for the kids down in Richmond Heights and Pariah, and that's my word to you as a gentleman.
Will do. Enjoy the show, guys. Bye-bye.